The DA has called for full transparency to avoid any cover-ups during the much-anticipated parliamentary inquiry into the violent riots and looting that hit the country last month. The party held a media briefing yesterday where it outlined the expectations of the inquiry. The DA Shadow Minister of Security, Diana Kolobarnad, has written to the Speaker of the National Assembly, Thandi Modise, and the Chairperson of National Council of Provinces, Amos Masondo, to ensure that the correct process was followed in setting up the ad hoc committee. We speak to Diana Kolobarnad. Diana, good afternoon and welcome to the program.
Good afternoon to you.
Why is it so important that the parliamentary inquiry into the violence be opened and transparent?
Well, to a large extent, it's going to be the ANC investigating the ANC or factions thereof. And the outcome of those 9 days of violence, and I live here in KwaZulu-Natal, was 45,000 businesses stripped, damaged infrastructure. We're talking about 20 billion, and overall to the GDP of this province, we're talking 50 billion rand. So 100 malls have been burned, and who is to blame? And of course, all eyes have turned to the security cluster, the SAPS, State Security, and the Defence Force. And, you know, the whole country was reading the threatening posts over social media at least a week or more before the protest began. They gave the dates and the venues for the protests. And yet, as the Minister of Defence said, we were caught with their pants down. They have a specialised cybercrime unit in the SAPS, but if either they did nothing or they gave information that wasn't acted upon. And so we watched as the Minister of Police, through the Minister of State Security under the bus, and she threw him under the bus, and then the Minister of Defence contradicted the President. It was utter chaos. So what we need to do is set up an investigation as soon as possible, but unfortunately Parliament tried on Friday. They had some over 100 people on a Zoom meeting. It was absolute chaos. Most of the people hadn't received the documents. They wanted to go ahead and do a presentation. There was a self-appointed chairperson, and we said, no, either we follow the rules or this is going to be appalling. And, of course, it has to be transparent, which is why we have proposed that a member of the opposition sits as co-chair to the chairperson of the National Assembly and as co-chair to the chairperson of the NCOP. And that would ensure that people say, well, this is now a credible body that's going to get to the bottom of things.
In terms of, you know, the shifting of the blame and the variations in the versions, there's also growing calls for Police Minister Bakitsele and State Security Minister Ayanda Dlolo to be brought to the book on their contradictory versions of the highly unsatisfactory action to prevent the stop of violence. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, it was absolutely bizarre. My jaw was hanging open. They had a press conference, and she then announced she'd given files, a file or files over, which gave information about this pending insurrection. He then kind of sidestepped and said, well, I didn't sign off on this, and I didn't receive it. But then I doubt all intelligence, he would be absolutely swamped if it all went to him. It goes to the NAT joints. And the NAT joints is co-chaired by the National Police Commissioner, Sithole, General Sithole, and the Secretary of Defence. And they run this. And once they mark something as being of sufficient importance for a minister to know, it would then go to the minister. Now, if he's suggesting that the process should be backwards, fine, but there's a lot of confusion. And he then threw her under the bus. And there's all this infighting. So, but the infighting may well reflect the various factions within the ANC. So, look, it's going to be a parliamentary inquiry, not a judicial commission of inquiry. So, the final report would have to make proposals such as criminal investigations into these various people, or perhaps the overall intervention of the NPA. But from our angle, we're guided by our Shadow Minister of Justice, Glynis Breytenbach, and we have general agreement that, no, you can't just say police are going to investigate. I mean, it's like having a matriculant mark his own paper. you should have justice oversee the whole process. They have the legal brains, the legal expertise to drive the process, make sure that people are charged and oversee the investigations into the three divisions and find out who knew what and whether the non-action, and I think you must agree, I don't know if you were in Durban or KwaZulu-Natal at the time, but civilians were left on their own. They were calling police stations, the phones just rang. They, like I did, we did in my road, we set up roadblocks, we manned them 24 hours a day, and people just, you know, we were watching on TV as thousands and thousands of people descended on Springfield, just looted and burned everything, and everyone was terrified they were next. And there was not a sign of a cop anywhere. And the ones up and down the coast ran out of ammunition and just stood and watched. So someone must answer for this. We pay the SAPs over 100 billion rand a year, and they ran out of bullets. I mean, what does that say to you? And half of them have got half the staff they should have in their police stations. So if it wasn't for the Defence Force, I know they took a long time getting here, and when they got here, they had no food, no accommodation, no diesel, but they were here. And my colleague Kubus Marais and I spent day and night, receiving calls, help, we're in Belito, looks like we're going to be, whoop, and the army would go up there, and help, we're in Amanz and Toti, looks like the mall's going to be invaded there. And I think the Defence Force limited the damages massively, but on the final analysis, so many people are out of work, so many people have lost their family businesses, they will never be replaced. Who's got the funds to replace a business that's been there for goodness knows how many generations? So it's catastrophic damage to KZN and Gauteng, and someone has got to take the blame.
Yes. In terms of now the coming up date, the 10th of August, when former President Jacob Zuma's court case resumes at the Pietermaritzburg High Court, you know, there's now warnings of renewed violence that are being planned at that time. Whether these warnings come to fruition or not, we're not sure. But how important is it that our security forces, both law enforcement and the SANDF, is on standby to attend to any potential threat of insurrection?
Well, they must be. I mean, they absolutely must be. State security should be on top of this. They're also paid, you know, billions of rands. They should be on top of this. They should know when, if any, attempts at a second insurrection are going to be made. Certainly the warnings are all over the internet, and, you know, you read these flyers are going around all the time. Let's hope they're not caught with their pants down again. We're hearing there are being arrests, and if they can just catch the masterminds behind this, funny, isn't it, that they managed to go into Phoenix and arrest a number of people within, 24 hours, and yet the masterminds behind the catastrophic number of, what are we up to, 360 deaths, etc., there's a lot of silence there. They kept saying there were 12 people, but we've had two or three arrested, don't know who they are yet, and yet they were very quick to arrest people there. So as far as I'm concerned, everyone who's dead, everyone who's been killed, and everyone who's died as a result of the mass looting, etc., every death must be investigated. Every death is a tragedy for the family. But one can't start apportioning blame before a full investigation. And as I say, the civilians in, and I can't speak for Gauteng, who I think were a bit better organized, but certainly the civilians in KwaZulu-Natal were left to their own devices, and it was every man for himself. You protect your home, or it's going to go. And that's the feeling of fear and terror when you are sitting in your home and there's automatic firing, shooting outside, hour after hour, helicopters, stun grenades. It was a most extraordinary experience. And a lot of these people in this province are suffering from a kind of delayed shock. And there's a lot of anger about what has been done to them. And many people are just desperate. They've lost everything. And yes. Now what? You tell me. So, no, Parliament must just get down to it and must run a clear, transparent process, and we need to pinpoint the blame and the people who were behind, either behind this or who told the cops to stand back and let it burn, or who ignored the warning signs. those people must be fired immediately, if not charged criminally.
Yes, certainly we hope that all of this will be heeded by the relevant authorities. Thank you for your time, Diana.
My absolute pleasure, anytime. Thank you.
Go well, bye-bye. Diana Kola-Barnard chatting to us this afternoon, very critical of how the insurrection was handled, and yes, a lot to be desired in terms of how the thing is still being handled by the state security as well as the all those in the presidency, whether it is the speaker of the parliament or whatever it is, the National Council of Provinces has been asked to now address this issue when it's coming up. So, on the one hand, you have Ndlodlo, and on the other hand, Bekitsele, and each one, pushing the blame to the other one. So, that is where it is at the moment.